Charge Fan AJ9 in, your amateur radio moderator for today. With the help of amateur radio volunteers and the crew on the ISS, we hope to soon establish ham radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 200 miles above the Earth. Over the central U.S., it's right now over the far western part of Canada. But it'll be flying on the northwest to west to southwest and south to southeast, southeast track. This is all accomplished with ARIS, amateur radio on the International Space Station. The ISS is flying over, looks like just coming up over western Canada, whizzing along at about 17,500 miles an hour. This contact will be performed using the Amateur Radio Telebridge Network, a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to contact the ISS. ARIS is a consortium of ham radio volunteers from nine nations who develop and operate the amateur radio station on the International Space Station. Some members of ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Worldwide AMSAT Radio Amateur Satellite Corporations, ESA, Canadian Space Agency, ESA, European Space Agency, JAXA, Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, NASA, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and Roscosmos, the Russian Federal Space Agency. The amateur radio station that will establish contact with the ISS is K6DUE in Greenbelt, Maryland. Will operate by Dave, W8AAS, Bob, N3IYI, and Ken, N3FDX. We also have with us John Spozovich, AG9D, will be providing audio on the Echolink and IRLP system. Thanks a lot, guys, for helping us out. We have about a little under 4 minutes of contact time. Our contact today is with Timothy Peak, KG5DVI, who are operating NA1SS on board the ISS. Timothy is from England. Timothy will be talking with students at the Frederick W. Harnett Middle School in Blackstone, Massachusetts, USA. The ham radio contact coordinator for the school is Dave Taylor, N1FCC. The ARIS mentor for the Frederick W. Harnett Middle School is yours truly, Charlie Chana, AG9D. We've asked, now, I'm not sure it's going to be Principal Justin Cameron or Dave Taylor to give us a brief explanation on a little story about Frederick Harnett Middle School and the student taking part today. Guys?
Yes, this is Principal Justin Cameron. Over.
Go ahead, talk.
Okay. So I just want to share with you, and Tim Peak, I believe, that received our what is called a story. We are a school in Massachusetts. Our school is actually 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. We are a total population of students of about 420. We welcome 140 5th graders from the schools of Millville Elementary School and A.F. Maloney. We actually are a regional middle school, meaning that we have two towns, Millville and Blackstone, that come together here at the middle school. And this is a middle school that was constructed in 2003. So we are in, it's about 12th year of operation. You want more information?
No, that's great. Thanks. That's awesome.
Can I do one quick thing to just archive this how my students usually archive it?
Go for it.
I'm going to take a selfie.
Okay. We're about two minutes out. Dave, Bob, or Ken, you guys want to explain how you're going to handle the contact from K6DUE? Go ahead.
Okay, Charlie. Thank you. I'll make this real quick. We have a radio station here in small room on the roof of one of the buildings at the Goddard Space Flight Center near Washington, D.C. We have antennas outside on the roof that will track the space station across the sky. We have computers showing a display probably like the one you've got up there of just where the station is at any time. We'll be tracking that. I will be switching the radio between transmit and receive every time I hear someone say over. That's how we make sure that the voices are going in the right direction, up for the students, down for the astronaut. So we're looking forward to a good contact. Right a minute away, so I'll turn it back to Charlie, and then I'll get it back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. remember that we are doing an ISS, the contact with the ISS is an experiment, so we can never tell the results, positive or negative, until the experiment is over. Students, do not forget to say the word over as Dave just pointed out. In about 30 seconds, the station should be coming up over Green Belt. So Dave, Bob, and Ken, it's all yours. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. I will start calling momentarily. You're going to hear a hissing sound when I turn down the squelch on the radio. That just increases its sensitivity so we can hear the signal just as soon as they start calling. And when I've got a good enough signal with Tim on the safe station, I will tell you at the school to go ahead with the first question. Here we go.